Well, Nancy, imagine my delight and surprise the other day when I opened a package and in it were three bags, two with red stuff and one with yellow stuff, and it was all from you.
That's right, Stein, because I was out spice shopping, and I remembered that you told me you were out of Aleppo pepper and sumac.
And you were so nice to send me some.
So I was thinking of you while I was spice shopping. I was actually at Big John's PFI, one of the many places I like to shop for spices.
Yeah, it's a great place.
They had a spice I hadn't noticed there before, although I really have loved this since the first time I tasted it in, I think, 2009, vatuvan.
And that was the yellow stuff in the
bag. The yellow stuff. It's a French-accented Indian curry blend that I first tasted when Chef Jason Wilson from Crush made this delicious fresh fish that had this curry blend that I had never heard of nor seen before, and it smelled so good that people were like following the plates with their eyes and their noses.
Yeah. Well, that's just what I did. I opened that bag and took a whiff, and it smelled terrific. And I used it that very day to make a Thai curry ribs that I like.
Oh, that's interesting. You know what I did with it the other day? I roasted some potatoes. So I just parboiled them and then sprinkled some of this over them, tossed them a little bit of olive oil on the bottom of a sheet pan and roasted the heck out of them. Man, that was delicious. What's so nice is it has a little spicy kick.
Yeah, it did. And I think it would be nice to mix with some olive oil as a dip for flatbread as well.
That's probably not a bad idea. You know what's interesting, what's in there is there's dried garlic, dried shallots in there, little bits. And I like that it had the Indian coriander, not the little round coriander, but the dried, I don't know if you noticed it, the tiny
bits
of that. It just has a great little kick at the end. So that's one of the spices I like.
And what's it called again?
A vatuvan.
And you have another great thrift shop score in the way of a metal tiffin container?
It's a spice tiffin. Mine has seven little bowls. And what I would love to do is get a couple more of them and just have it so that the type of spices that I use when I use a particular grouping of spices
are all together in
the same thing, yeah.
Well, it's a beautiful thing to see with all the different colors in that stainless steel container in the same way that a brand new watercolor set is beautiful. You know what I'm saying?
Except that you can eat this.
Makes it even better. Well, we'll put a picture of that up on the Food for Thought post at kplu.org.
So what other unusual spices do you have in your pantry?
I don't think I have anything especially unusual, but I was thinking about a very unusual one from way back when I was a kid. My Uncle Bill owned a spice company. He would sell it in these little, the wooden spice rack that you can hang up on your wall, you know, with all the bottles in it that so many people put over the stove, which is the last place you should put it. But one of those bottles contained a black powder. It was labeled something like barbecue flavor, something like that.
Okay.
And when I found out what it was actually powdered charcoal.
Oh, come on.
I swear I'm not making this up. And what you do with this stuff is you sprinkle it on a hamburger that you maybe cooked on the stove, and it gives it that
Kingsford special je ne sais quoi, right?
So over the years, I've always kind of snickered at this, and way to go, Uncle Bill. But just for grins, I put it in the Google window, and lo and behold, this stuff is still being marketed, and people like it, and it's activated charcoal. It's not a ground briquette.
Okay, all right, good.
But even so, it just seems a little bit nutty to me. But I always thought that was my Uncle Bill's brainchild that he cackled himself to sleep over every night. With KPLU food talker Nancy.
Spicy, but nice.
Listen, I'm Dick Stein.